bring you this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
And it looks like the Arabians are going to win the tip. Ball goes to Winnie Werfel, who kicks it all the way up to a freshman, Olivian Jones. And just 6 seconds into the season, they get their first points. Back to Mamie Trout. Finds Hupfer in the post as Ada Hupfer can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot, and it's good for Ada. Bullseye!
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, but alongside me is Ryan Davis here at the Joe Buck Court, and we'll be beside you tonight for the matchup between the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians and the Noblesville Lady Millers. But Ryan, coming into this game, Pendleton Heights, they do have a record of 14-8, just recently coming off the very, very close loss to North Central, that one ending 72-70. Before the Noblesville Lady Millers, they're sitting at 13-8, coming off their last game just this past Saturday, where they were able to walk away with a win against Franklin Central, that one ending with the score of 64-48. But Ryan, as we're getting closer to the tip-off, what can you expect for the Lady Arabians as well as the Lady Millers tonight?
I can expect a lot of hard defensive battles out there. There's a lot of weapons on both these teams. For Pendleton Heights, you have Casey Warfel averaging 25.4 points a game. Then Olivia Jones, she had 16 points in that game against North Central. She's averaging 9 a game. Then you have Ada Hupfer. She had 13 against North Central, but she is averaging 11 points a game and 11 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
Then heading over to the Noblesville Miller side, they have four players averaging double-digit points, with Ava Shoemaker with 12.2, Regan Wilson with 16.7 leading the team. Then you have Meredith Tipner with 16.6, and she is averaging 10.2 rebounds a game. Then you have CeCe Quigley with 10.1 points per game.
Yeah, Ryan, so overall, heading into this matchup, it should be a good one to watch. As you said before, the leading scorer for your Lady Arabians, we know her pretty well, Casey Warfel. Should be very exciting to see her go up against the Lady Miller's leading scorer tonight. And Ryan, who is that again?
Regan Wilson.
Regan Wilson, yeah, should definitely be a good matchup. I would expect them, to match up against each other on the offensive and defensive side. But just to look back again for the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians, in their recent game, as I said, they did lose to North Central, that one 72-70. But just before that, they did win against Connersville, that game coming with a win with a score of 63-42. But for the Noblesville Lady Millers, Ryan, this is their last game on the schedule, at least that's announced so far. Their next game will be coming February 2nd. That one, as I said, isn't announced yet. But before this game tonight, Ryan, they played Harrison and West Lafayette, that win coming 67-38. So definitely a good team. As I said as well, they do have a record of 13-8. So very close to this Lady Arabians team. But, yeah, Ryan, it should be a good one to watch.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of effort in this game. I mean, heading into sectionals, you've got to really see the top six, top seven players on your team, and really feel like this is going to be a really big decider because these are two really good teams, and I feel like this is going to be a great game to watch.
All right, but with that being said, we will take a quick break here, but we will be back to announce the starters and to get ready for the tip-off in this game. But that's what we have for now on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here once again by the head coach for the Lady Arabians basketball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Rogers. First off, Coach, thanks for coming down. Give me a minute to chat.
Thanks for having me.
All right, but starting off here tonight, you're going to be back on your home floor facing off against the Noblesville Lady Millers. Now, despite being in the top 20 for the 4A coaches poll, the Millers have shown time and time again this season that they are quote-unquote beatable. What have you and the other coaches been drawing up in prep for this game?
Well, you know, for one, I think, you know, it's going to be a lot of zone defense tonight that we'll see from them. Some half court, some more traditional, closer to the basket. We just got to do a good job of handling pressure, working for good shots, and, doing a good job on the defensive end. So, mm-hmm. We feel like we're prepared. I do think that this is a game where we can compete in. It'll just be making sure that those girls are fired up, ready to go, and, you know, treating it kind of like the stage that it is. You know, we want to make sure we're hitting our stride as we're getting here to the finish line with sectional right around the corner.
Yeah, no, of course, Noblesville, I think it's fair to say they're favored in tonight's matchup. And when going into a game against a team that's favored, most of the time, it's rare that you're going to blow them out, right? It's either going to be a dogfight. So hypothetically saying that it gets close in the fourth quarter, it's a close game. What are you going to be telling your girls down the stretch that just keep on going if it's close and if it's a battle down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, one of the things, you know, after kind of the disaster of North Central, we've been preaching all year and just kind of reaffirmed it, no lead is ever safe. And when adversity strikes, you know, we have to do a better job of staying calm, cool, and collected. There were definitely some girls that kind of stepped up on a Monday night to kind of, you know, help try to weather the storm, that us and the coaching staff didn't expect, but, you just got to dig deep, you know, champions find a way. Mm-hmm. And, hardly ever do you see in a sectional tournament, you know, people blowing each other out. So, yeah. You know, all games are going to be like that. They're going to be, you know, grimy. They're going to be grind them out games. And, we got to do a better job of making sure that we, you know, keep our foot on the opponent's neck when we have them down like that. Mm-hmm. So, we're just going to keep telling them, dig deep. Keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. So that'll be the message. No matter if it's close or, you know, if they're starting to stretch it a little bit tonight, but, that'll be the message going into sectional.
Yeah. Now you mentioned there earlier about Noblesville's own defense, tough to beat, but of mm-hmm. course you've seen it in the past with other teams. So can you touch a bit more on that? What exactly, without giving too much of away, but what exactly is your game plan against that?
Well, you know, we definitely kind of turned a corner Monday night. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so frustrating about that game is, you know, you go back and look at the box score to kind of be as balanced as we were.
Yeah.
And, you know, Olivia Jones, you know, hitting four threes, mm-hmm. Mamie Trout hitting three threes, Emma Roberts getting one, Casey getting one. I feel like that's kind of the missing piece that we've been having all year to really be able to stretch, you know, people that zone us. So once again, like it was nice. And that's kind of what we dwelled on was the three quarters of excellence that we really had that game. But that'll be a big piece.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, really trying to feed into those girls and give them confidence. And, you know, it started to show. And hopefully we can continue with that tonight and then into that sectional, because I think the more weapons we can put on the floor is going to make us, you know, definitely harder to defend for sure.
Yeah, and one last question here. Something else to look at for Noblesville. They're pretty spread across the floor, four of their players averaging 10 points or more this season. And, of course, you've seen in the past a spread team, even that back to that North Central game, they're kind of a similar way. And that can be a challenge. You know, any player can go off in any given night with teams like that. So, specifically with teams like that. So, when defending a team like Noblesville with a very spread, any player can get it done. What do you try to tell your team?
Yeah, you know, you got to pay attention. No matter who you're guarding, if you're guarding, you know, the weak link, so to speak, you still got to be, you know, head on a swivel. If you get driven and, you know, our defense gets broken down and man, you know, we have to be able to slide over. And when we're in rotation, you got to know where shooters are. And that's something we struggled with. You know, we've let some girls go off. You know, there was a girl from North Central that almost had 30 against us that, you know, probably I think averaged 9 for the year.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Know where they're at all times and just give our best effort in every possession.
Learn about adopting a team from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Ryan Davis. The Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians are just about to kick off their first quarter against the Noblesville Lady Millers. But heading into this game tonight, the starters for the Noblesville Lady Millers. First off, we do have number 43, the sophomore forward, C.C. Quigley, as well as number 24, the junior guard, Kate Rollins. And then up next, we do have number 23, the junior guard, Meredith Tipner. And then number 22, the senior guard, Reagan Wilson, as well as number 13, the senior forward, Ava Shoemaker. The leading scorer for the Noblesville Lady Millers, Reagan Wilson, she does have 16.7 points per game heading into this one, as well as Meredith Tipner with 16.6. But now, for your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians, we do have the freshman, the 6'3 freshman, should I add, number 50 down in the middle, the freshman Ada Hupford. She is averaging 11 points and 11 rebounds per contest as well heading into this one. And then up next, we do have the sophomore for number 22, Olivia Jones, averaging 9.5 heading into this. And then number 20, the junior forward, Bree Perry, as well as Casey Warfel, the junior guard, as well as the leading scorer for this Pendleton team with 25 points per game. Ryan, what can we expect from these starters for both of these teams tonight?
I think the biggest thing that both teams need to focus on is defense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for both teams, they have a lot of weapons, as I said earlier. And you can't really focus on one person. I think that you got to focus on every single person on the court because everyone can score at an equal rate.
Yeah, I agree. But with that being said, we will take a quick break here for the national anthem. But when we come back, the tip-off here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM.
Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 917WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 917WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and alongside me is Ryan Davis. But we're just about to get into this game on this lovely Thursday night where your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians are set to face off against the Noblesville Lady Millers. Just right now, they are about to announce the starters here. But Ryan, just in their last game, we did see the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians catch a very close loss there to North Central, final score being 72-70. I don't know if you did watch that game or not, but based on the statistics, what do you think they could change going into this game tonight?
I think one of the biggest things is limit the second chance points of the other team. I think that's the biggest thing and one of the big things that they struggle with on this team, and limit the turnovers. I think those are the two biggest things that they really need to focus on in this game.
Yeah, I can agree with you. And something that I think I could note down as well is I think the Lady Arabians, they do strive the best when they're pressing on that defensive end. And as you said before in the pregame, this Noblesville team, they do have four scorers with over 10 points per game. So I think obviously the defensive end is going to be a challenge tonight. But I guess we'll see what they can adjust to or maybe even just set up on the defensive end in general. But just now we do see Ada Hupfert meeting in the middle with number 43 for the Noblesville Lady Millers, CC Quigley, the sophomore guard versus the freshman, the sophomore forward. Now as the ball is about to be tipped up. And there we go. Number 43, CC Quigley, successfully receiving the ball for her team. Now we see number 23 driving to the paint for the layup, but she did miss the rebound by Skylar Baldwin. Now passing the ball to Ada Hupfert. Now to the corner, trying to get the ball to Casey Warfel, but the ball is turned over. Now number 22 driving down the court, kicking the ball to the corner for the three. It is up, but no good. Rebound by the 6'3 freshman, Ada Hupfert. Now pushing the ball down the court, trying to find Casey Warfel. They do in the corner for the three, but it's no good. Fight for the rebound now. Now back to Ada Hupfert. There's up. There goes a three, but air ball. Almost a rebound there by Bree Perry. Now Noblesville pushing the ball back down the court to number 23. Tries the shot inside, but a traveling violation just bumped there into Ada Hupfert. Turnover on that end. Now the Lady Arabians for another offensive try here. Looks like they're trying to break the press. Casey Warfel driving inside, spin move, fades away, gets the shot off, but no good. Now Ada Hupfert with the offensive rebound. She's going to the line for two. Ryan, something about Ada Hupfert, she definitely does shoot good from the free throw line. So hopefully for her, these two can just drop right in.
Yeah, she's averaging 64% from the free throw line this year.
And as the first one is up, it is no good. Commentator jinx right there earlier to start off this one, Ryan. She gets the ball for the second one. That one goes up, and it's no good as well. Wow, two misses there for Ada Hupfert at the free throw line. Rebound by number 23 for Noblesville. Passes it to number 22, Regan Wilson, their leading scorer here. Trying to set up some offense, drives inside. Gets the shot up, no good. Rattles around the rim just a little bit too far to the left. Now rebound Skylar Baldwin, gets it to Casey Warfel there on the left wing. Now Ada Hupfert has it. Back to Casey Warfel, driving inside, tries to do the hop step but loses it. Saves it from going out of bounds there. Olivia Jones has it. Looks like that ball was knocked out of bounds, but fortunately Pendleton does recover.
Yeah, the Arabians really playing fast pace
yeah.
for the start of this game.
And there, the inbound goes to Skylar Baldwin. Now to Olivia Jones, back to Ada Hupfert inside, but they do call a travel violation. Ryan, we've seen that move plenty of times. Ada Hupfert definitely getting more comfortable in the paint, but that time kind of just lost her footing. Now Noblesville back on the offensive side, number 22, trying to get that ball inside, and she does, but Looks like the tip there by Bree Perry. Ball will go back to Noblesville. Looks like her hair came down maybe a little bit. Trying to pass that ball in now to number 24 there on the left wing. Passes to the right wing, now to the center of the three-point line. The shot is up and good by number 22, Regan Wilson, starting off strong in this one.
Regan Wilson is averaging 35% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, now on the offensive side, we see Bree Perry with it in that right corner, tries to get it across the court to Skylar Baldwin. And she saves it. Skylar Baldwin passes inside. And then Bree Perry with the save. Now to Olivia Jones with the turnover on the offensive end again. Now we see number 22 for Noblesville driving inside, trying to create some space with that hop step, but she is fouled inside there by Skylar Baldwin.
Skylar Baldwin trying to take the charge there, but gets the blocking foul.
Yeah, looks like she was just a little bit out of position there, but now number 22, Regan Wilson, at the free throw line, hoping to get two more points on her stat sheet tonight, and she knocks down the first one. That'll put her at four.
Regan Wilson averaging 77% from the charity stripe this year.
Yeah, definitely a good percentage. And that second one is up and good as well. She is up to five tonight. Now, with just about 5 minutes remaining in this first quarter, the Noblesville Lady Millers with the lead 5-0. Now on the other side, the Lady Arabians trying to get that ball to Casey Wolfel again, but another turnover here. Now Noblesville on the other side gets that ball in the corner for the three. Number 13, Ava Shoemaker, knocks that three down. But with that three, Coach Rogers will want to take a timeout, and we'll take it here with them here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM, with just about 5 minutes and 19 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. The Noblesville Lady Millers are now leading your Arabians 8-0. But coming out of that timeout, looks like we do see the same lineup here for both teams. Now with the inbound, Olivia Jones to Skylar Baldwin. Back to Olivia Jones, now to Casey Wolfel. Into a cutting Ada Huffford, and that layup is good for two.
What a great pass there from Casey Wolfel. Great, great court vision there.
Yeah, we see Kate Rollins trying to get that ball inside there to Meredith Tipner. Back to Kate Rollins. That layup is no good. An air ball, now a rebound by Olivia Jones. Trying to catch Casey Wolfel on that fast break, but the ball is tipped and out of bounds. It will remain Arabian's ball here. Olivia Jones, the inbounder. Looks like she's going to go to Casey Wolfel, who is posted up in the paint, but that one is just stolen right out of her hands. Now we see Reagan Wilson trying to get some offense going. Circling back around to the perimeter. Looks like we see a foul on the floor. Number 13, Ava Shoemaker, had it. Was trying to create some offense there, but looks like a reach-in foul there by Skylar Baldwin. It's her second on the night. Noblesville now trying to get that inbound. Gets it to number 23, Meredith Tipner. Excuse me, number 22, Reagan Wilson. Trying to get that pass to the inside, but does go off an Arabian shoe. Now inbounding against number 23, Kate Rollins for Noblesville. She takes the shot from that mid-range area, and it is up but no good. Rebound by Olivia Jones. Now to Skylar Baldwin on that left line. Now to a cutting Casey Wolfel. The shot is up and good. There we go. Casey Wolfel getting that shot to go from the mid-range area.
Yeah, good pass there by Olivia Jones to see Casey Wolfville down low on that left post.
Now number 22 with it, Reagan Wilson here from Noblesville to number 43 on that left wing. CC Quigley with the three.
I think that was a deep two, actually. It was really close, but.
Oh, yeah, it was. Good catch. Either way, a pretty deep shot, Ryan. She looks pretty tall.
Yeah. Like the tallest on the court.
Yeah.
It's not really usual for the Ravens to see with Ada Huffer, 6'3".
All right, well, now Noblesville, the Lady Millers. Back on the offensive end, trying to get that pass inside to number 23, Meredith Tipner, but it is deflected and out of bounds. Noblesville will inbound again. Looks like the ref going up to the scorer's table here, maybe trying to get a correction on the foul. Yeah, Ryan, not too sure what happened there.
Yeah.
But looks like the refs will try to get it sorted out. Score correction. The score now, the Arabians have 4 points to the Noblesville Lady Millers 10 here with 3 minutes and 45 seconds in the first quarter. The shot by number 43, no good, but the rebound by number 13, Ava Shoemaker. Looks like she tried to get a shot up, but they called a foul on the ground. A lot of fouls here on the defensive side. Inbound again there to number 3, Allie Hutchinson. The number 22, Reagan Wilson, missed shot. The three-pointer is up, but no good. Now we see a cutting Casey Warfel. A pass fake to the right corner. The layup is up, but no good. She gets her own rebound and puts it back up for two, and the foul. Now heading to the free throw line, Casey Warfel.
Yeah, great job from Casey Warfel to stick with it, get her own rebound, and draw that foul for the and one.
Casey Warfel now spotting up for her first free throw. That one is up and good. Correction, that will be her only free throw, as that last layup was an and one.
Casey Wolfel's now up to 5 points.
Now Reagan Wilson bringing the ball up for the Lady Millers to number 13 in the corner. Ava Shoemaker down below to number 23, Meredith Tipner. The shot is up, no good, but a foul that will send her to the free throw line.
Number 23, Perry Herfers. Team foul number 3 for
Pennington
Heights.
Meredith Tipner, 50% from the charity stripe this year.
As that first one is good. Nothing but net there on that one. Looks like she'll spot up for her second one as well. That one up and good, too. That puts her at 2 points here tonight.
Meredith Tipner's second highest score on the team, only by 0.1 points, 16.6, and Ree Wilson with 16.7.
Now we see Ada Huffer with the ball. She's got some pressure on her. Now to Bree Perry in that left wing. To the left corner for Casey Warfel. Three-pointer is up, but no good. And a rebound here by Ada Huffer. Puts the shot up, and she's fouled. She will go to the free throw line. Earlier, she went to the free throw line. She is a pretty good free throw shooter, but Ryan, she did miss both of her attempts earlier.
Yes, 64% from the charity stripe.
First one is up. And good there for Ada Huffer. Rolled around the rim. Now we see a substitution. Bree Perry, number 20, will check out for number 23, the junior guard, Emma Roberts here. Ada Huffer, second free throw is up and good. 4 points now on the night for Ada Huffer. Now Reagan Wilson bringing the ball up again for the Lady Millers to number 13 right on that right wing. Back up to the top for Reagan Wilson. Shot fake. Now back to the right wing. The three is up and good for Ayla Shoemaker. She's at 6 points tonight, both coming from those three-point attempts.
Yeah, Ayla Shoemaker, 31% from beyond the arc this year.
And another turnover leading to a layup that is no good. I believe it was blocked there by Emma Roberts. Olivia Jones with the defensive rebound to Emma Roberts just behind that half-court line. Now back to Olivia Jones trying to get the ball up the court. There to Casey Warfel just right in the middle near that charity stripe. She cuts through the lane, gets the layup up, and it is good there for another 2 points here for Casey Warfel.
It was a great move there by Casey Wolf. Move to the side across the right post.
Yeah, she's up to 7 points tonight. And with Emma Roberts, the substitution, we should expect some more defense here, which the Lady Arabians desperately need, as the three up in the corner is no good. Now a defensive rebound here by Casey Warfel, pushing that ball up the court. Looks like she puts a floater up and is good. 9 points tonight here for Casey Warfel. Looks like she's going to try to get going. The score being 13-15, favoring the Lady Millers with under just a minute and a half here remaining in this first quarter. Now the Lady Millers, number 13 again. Ava Shoemaker just takes that step to the right and shoots that three. Nothing but net there.
Ava Shoemaker's 3-for-3 from beyond the arc in this game.
You see Olivia Jones with it, trying to bring that ball up to beat the press there to Ada Hupfer in the middle. Now to Mammy Trout in that right corner, but the ball does go out of bounds, and the ref will say Lady Miller's ball here. Some frustration there by Coach Rogers, as you would assume. Substitution here, number 24 for Noblesville, Kate Rollins, coming in for number 3, Allie Hutchinson. Now Reagan Wilson bringing the ball up again here for the Lady Millers. Just under a minute remaining here. Noblesville with the 5-point lead, 18-13. Now trying to move that ball around the perimeter. Gets the pass inside for number 23, Meredith Tittner. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and they will call a charge there. Mammy Trout gets that one.
Foul call to number 23, Meredith Tittner. Her second foul, team foul number 4 for Noblesville.
Great job there by Mammy Trout to stick with it. Draw that charge.
Here we see Olivia Jones gets the inbound but passes it back to Emma Roberts. Now bringing the ball up the court. We don't see that pressure anymore by the Lady Millers. Now Emma Roberts to that right corner. Olivia Jones is there to receive the pass. Tries to get it inside to Casey Warfel. But another turnover here by the Lady Arabians. Now Reagan Wilson has it at the top of the key. It looks like they're going to try to save it for the last shot. Just under 15 seconds here in the first. Moving around the perimeter, trying to get an open shot. She drives inside, passes to the corner. Number 13, Ava Shoemaker with another 3. 4-for-4 here tonight, as well as 12 points. But as Emma Roberts tries to chuck that shot all the way from the full court range of that first quarter, buzzer does sound. The Lady Millers now leading 21-13 against your Lady Arabians. But me and Ryan will take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. If you are just tuning in, my name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Ryan Davis at the Joe Buck Court. The Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians now behind in the score, trailing to the Lady Millers as we just are about to start the second quarter. The Lady Millers do have the lead, that being 21-13. Now we see the Lady Arabians with it on the offensive end, but looks like it will be tipped out of bounds there. Reagan Wilson, the senior guard for Noblesville, seemed to hit that one out of bounds. Now Casey Warfel going to inbound the ball there to Skylar Baldwin at the top of the key. Looks Like, she tries to hit a cutting Casey Warfel, but yet another turnover here. Now we see Reagan Wilson with it, passing it to Ava Shoemaker. She's been hitting it tonight. Now back to Reagan Wilson at the top of the key. The three is up, but no good. And a defensive rebound there by Skylar Baldwin. To Casey Warfel on the fast break. The layup's up, but no good. Now Ava Shoemaker pushing the ball up the court. Looks like she tripped over her own feet, but will be a jump ball here. Casey Warfel forcing that one. Ball will remain Noblesville's. Looks like a wet spot on the court. Reagan Wilson trying to point that one out. All right, and now the inbound for the Noblesville Lady Millers. Reagan Wilson bringing that ball up again. Trying to get some offense running. She's waiting at the top of the key. Trying to get some movement going there. Looks like she signals that pass inside, but it is intercepted there by Ada Hufford. Just straight ran into that one. Now she's trapped in the corner. Looks like a foul will be called. That one will be on Kate Rollins, the junior guard there for Noblesville. Excuse me, that'll be on... Oh, no, that was the right call there. Kate Rollins with the foul. Ada Hufford gets the inbound, trying to get inside. She puts it up, but it's no good again. Skylar Baldwin with the offensive rebound. Ada Hufford tries to recover it, but that one's just bobbling around. Looks like a fight for the ball now. Casey Warfel gets it, puts the mid-range shot up, and it's up, but no good. Skylar Baldwin with another offensive rebound here. Casey Warfel trying to get something to go, but her shot is deflected inside. Now we see Ava Shoemaker traveling down the court, trying to get that layup to go, but the foul is called. It will be a charge here on Noblesville. Skylar Baldwin taking that one.
Yeah, a lot of the referees really letting them play. Really physical battle down low.
A lot of action here in this one, Ryan.
Yeah, you really hear the fans starting to get active now.
Yeah, Skylar Baldwin taking this one up the court. Now to Bree Perry on the right wing. We see Olivia Jones. Skylar Baldwin fakes that pass. Now back to Bree Perry on the right wing, but that ball does travel out of bounds. That pass just a little bit too far to the left.
Just miscommunication there from Skylar and Bree Perry.
But there with that turnover, we do see a substitution. Kate Rollins coming out of the game, and Brooklyn Grayson now subbing in. See Reagan Wilson with it again. There to Ava Shoemaker. Excuse me, Allie Hutchison. The shot is up by Ava Shoemaker, but it's no good, and she tries to save her own shot, but it goes out of bounds there. Looks like they'll call it Noblesville ball. Looks like Ava Shoemaker will come out of the game. Now we see Noblesville with it. Reagan Wilson with it at the top of the key, trying to get some offense going. We see it pass to that right wing. Now back to her. Reagan Wilson has it again to the top of the key there for Meredith Tipner. Now in the corner, now down below for CC Quigley. The shot is up but blocked there by the 6'3 Ada Hupford. Now on the offensive end, Olivia Jones has it. Now passes to the wing for Skylar Baldwin. Bree Perry now has it in the right corner. Looks like they're going to try to get that ball inside, and they do there to Skylar Baldwin. Back out to the corner. Olivia Jones shoots the three, and it's good. Her first points tonight.
Great ball movement there by the Arabians. Skylar Baldwin seeing Olivia Jones wide open in that wing.
Now we see CeCe Quigley with that ball. And now Reagan Wilson has it at the top of the key. Gets that ball to the top there for CC Quigley into the corner. Now into the paint here. Back to CC Quigley. The shot is up, but there is a foul. Ryan, that shot was no good.
Foul on Skylar. Excuse me. Casey Warfel. It's her first.
That first one is up and good there by CC Quigley. She's up to 3 points tonight.
excuse me, that was her second foul of the night.
CeCe Quigley's second free throw is up and good.
CeCe Quigley's, all of her 4 points have come from the free throw line. She is 4 for 4 on the night.
Yeah, and the substitution there for Noblesville. Looks like Ava Shoemaker will come back in the game there. CeCe Quigley will sit down the pass there. Trying to get it to Mamie Trout there in that left corner, but it just travels right out of bounds.
Bree Perry going over to Ada Hufford, trying to tell her to keep her head up. Mistakes happen. She's got to move on.
Now on the offensive end, we see it trying to get down below there to Reagan Wilson. Passes a little bit too high. Mamie Trout recovers that one now to Olivia Jones in that corner. Tries to get inside to Ada Hufford, but that one just going right into Reagan Wilson's hands. She tries to get the shot up, but she is fouled. Looks like we see Skylar Baldwin committing that foul there.
That is Skylar Baldwin's second foul on the night.
Now we see Reagan Wilson putting that first one up, and it is good. Now we see Bree Perry and Skylar Baldwin now on the bench. Emma Roberts and Casey Wolfel now subbing in. Reagan Wilson's second free throw is good, as she's up to 7 tonight. Now Olivia Jones bringing the ball up the court, hopefully trying to get some offense going. The Lady Arabians now trailing by 9 points here with only 4 minutes left in the second quarter, Ryan. Emma Roberts gets the ball to Mamie Trout. Now back to Emma Roberts. Across the court to Olivia Jones. Tries to get it down below again, but another turnover here by the Lady Arabians. Olivia Jones trying to get that one down below to Ada Hufford, but too far of a pass. That one going straight out of bounds. Now Reagan Wilson bringing the ball up the court, trying to solidify that lead just a little bit more before the halftime break. Now Ava Shoemaker has that ball on top of the perimeter. Back to Reagan Wilson. Trying to cut inside. She passes back out to the corner. And we see a double dribble there by Meredith Tipner. And now the inbound. Olivia Jones there passes it to Emma Roberts. Just before that half-court line, she hits Mamie Trout there on that left wing, trying to force it down below again to Ada Hufford, but nothing seems to get going for them. Now Reagan Wilson has the ball, circles back out to that three-point line. The shot is up, but no good. A little bit too much of a rattle on the rim. Now Emma Roberts trying to get it to Casey Wolfel, but another turnover here. Now Meredith Tipner gets that steal, drives into the paint, does a good post-spin move for the easy layup.
Yeah, it seems like every single time the Arabians try to pass the ball, there's a Noblesville Miller right there to intercept it.
Now Olivia Jones there to Ada Hufford. Finally gets the ball there on the perimeter. Trying to get it in below to Casey Wolfel. She tries to make a move, but that one just stripped right out of her hands. And trying to get that ball back, Casey Wolfel tips the ball out of bounds. Now the Lady Millers will have it. We see CeCe Quigley coming in again for Brooklyn Grayson.
Yeah, this game has really become a defensive battle. Both teams playing really good defense. Noblesville's defense just really, really intercepting almost every pass. Seems like they're almost everyone on the court can't get anything open.
And a deep three there by Ava Shoemaker is no good. Ada Hufford with the rebound now to Casey Wolfel, trying to get that fast break going. Looks like the Lady Miller's defense did stop that one. Now Ada Hufford has it down below, and they will call an offensive foul. That's been moved, just creating a bit too much contact there. Meredith Tipner causing the offensive foul down below.
Yeah, the Millers, it seems like they have one defender going wherever the ball is, going to double team whoever has it. So that's what's really causing the mistakes.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a bit of a, I wouldn't say a football play, but, you know, they have the QB spy, I guess you could call in there. Ryan, as you said, focusing the ball.
And it's a really good analogy that you said.
And now we see Reagan Wilson bringing the ball back up. trying to get it all the way across the court there to CeCe Quigley. Now to Ava Shoemaker. She tries to create some space. She lost her dribble, but now gets it back. She's in the right wing with it. Tries to pass the ball. There we go, to the right. We're now inside there to CeCe Quigley. A great pass there by Meredith Tipner, and the 2 points are good for CeCe Quigley. She's up to four tonight.
Ada Huffer went to go help Emma Roberts on that left post, but it's left CeCe Quigley open on that right post and got the easy points.
Yeah, but now we see another turnover leading to an easy 2 points there for Reagan Wilson on the fast break. And with that being said, Coach Nick Rogers here for the Pendleton Lady Arabians seems pretty frustrated. He's going to call a timeout. And with that being said, we will take it with him here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
And we welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court here in Pendleton, Indiana, where the Lady Arabians are now facing off against the Noblesville Lady Millers here in the second quarter with just about a minute and a half remaining. We see the Lady Millers. They do have the lead with that score being 31 to the trailing Arabians. They do have 16, but coming out of this timeout for the Arabians, we see Casey Warfel, Ada Hupfert, Skylar Baldwin, Emma Roberts, and Olivia Jones. Looks like we see the same lineup there for the Lady Millers. Allie Hutchison now coming in for them. Casey Warfel tries to drive inside. She gets the shot up, and it's no good, but she is fouled. Now heading to the free throw line for an attempt to get her 2 points.
Casey.
And with that being said, we will pause here for a quick 10 seconds here for our station identification here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. While we were away, Casey Warfel was at the line, and she knocked down both of her free throws there. Now we see the Noblesville Lady Millers back on the offensive side. Reagan Wilson with the ball again there on the left wing, trying to point her teammates in some sort of a direction, trying to get a play going. Now we see Ava Shoemaker driving inside for the uncontested layup, but it's no good. There, Ada Huffer gets the rebound there to Olivia Jones. Now to Casey Warfel. She loses the ball again. Now Reagan Wilson traveling up the court. Looks like a little hesitation leading to a floater, but it's no good. There, another rebound for Ada Huffer. Olivia Jones in the corner. Three's up and good. There we go. Olivia Jones, she's up to 6 points tonight. Both of those coming from three-point attempts.
Yeah, I was going to add on there. She's 2 for 2 on the night.
Now Reagan Wilson signaling some offense again. Looks like we see most of the offense players trying to find their spots there. We see Ava Shoemaker gets it. Driving inside, passes to the corner. Number three, Allie Hutchison, has the ball. Looks like a foul will be committed. Skylar Baldwin there gets whistled for that one. Looks like a blocking foul. That'll be her third for tonight. Now we see Ava Shoemaker inbounding the ball. Tries to get it to Reagan Wilson, but no shot, and that will lead to the end of the second quarter. But after the first half, the Lady Arabians now trailing to the Noblesville Lady Millers, the score being 31-21. But now we will take a quick break right before some second half action here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to the Halftime Show. I am Zion Palmieri, and today I am here with
Richard Burke, JAG Specialist for Pendleton Heights.
So, how's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
So, tell me about the JAG program.
Okay, JAG is Jobs for America's Graduates. And what we do is we teach basic employability skills, personal finance, interviewing skills, writing skills, how to present oneself in the most professional manner possible in order to not only find the career that you're interested in, but also pursue that and follow the job path to that. We also offer a full 12 months of career counseling after graduation. So,
how long have you been involved in this program?
This is my third year here at Pendleton Heights.
What got you started?
Really, I've had I've dabbled in teaching off and on my entire career in various aspects of different jobs. I was a training advisor in a correctional facility. I've worked with special ed kids before, and this is just kind of a natural evolution.
So you're doing a clothes drive.
Yes, sir.
So what are, like, what's the dates? How can people donate? And how do you get the word out there?
Okay, this is the third annual winter weather clothing drive that we've held. All the donations are going to the Anderson Christian Center, which initially we reached out to outfitters here in Pendleton, but they have such a surplus of inventory that we found a place that was a little bit more in need. And the clothing drive runs from when we get back from Christmas break, which is usually, you know, the first week of January, until the end of January. And then we fold and inventory all the clothing donations. And then we take a field trip, usually in March, to the Anderson Christian Center where we make the donation.
So you mentioned this is like the third-ish year. What other like programs, not programs, like charities and other events like that do you guys participate in?
So far, we don't have any other organizations that we are serving. we're always on the lookout for a good idea or a cause where we can get involved and help out. So if you know of anything, you know, please contact me and we can see about maybe making something work.
Well, that appears to be all I have for you today. So okay. I appreciate you joining me. And really quick, just for one other time, if people didn't hear, how can people donate and support you?
We have the boxes in front of the main office and one in front of my my room here at Pendleton Heights in room 218. So if you want to make a donation, it can be used, it can be whatever, as long as it's clean. Throw it in the box and we'll take it from there.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you taking your time out of your day.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that will be it for today's halftime interview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Ryan Davis. But the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians now here just about to start the third quarter. They are behind in this one. The Noblesville Lady Millers now leading to start the third, 31-21. But Ryan, overall for the Lady Arabians, we do have Casey Warfel at 11 points. We have Olivia Jones at 6 points. Both of those coming off 3-point attempts. Ada Hufford with 4. But for Noblesville, the Lady Millers, we do have Ava Shoemaker with 14 and then Reagan Wilson with 7, as well as Meredith Tipner with 4 and CeCe Quigley with 6. But Ryan, overall, to start this second half, definitely we saw some things that, you know, could be adjusted there for, I guess you could say, both teams. But overall, Ryan, what do you think that the, what do you think the game plan is for both of these teams heading into the second half?
I think for the Lady Arabians, I'll start off with them. I think the biggest thing they really need to do is limit the turnovers. Yeah. I think that was the biggest thing. I think they were forcing too many passes down low and even out to the arc. I think they're just rushing plays, and I think that was the biggest thing. Down low in the post for defensive side, they've been doing great with getting the rebounds and stopping those layups from Meredith Tipner, Ava Shoemaker, and CeCe Quigley. But then heading over to the Lady Miller side, I say just stick with the game plan. They've been doing pretty well. I think maybe I've seen a lot of good things when they move the ball around. I think that's one of the biggest things they just need to keep on doing.
Yeah.
And overall, I think they have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, I mean, some things that I guess we'll start off with the Lady Millers. We see them in this kind of QB spy, as I described it there on the defensive side. They have that one person just sitting in the middle, you know, watching the ball, staying in those passing lanes. I think that they should definitely keep that up. But again, heading into the second half, I'm sure that the Lady Arabians and Coach Rogers have made some adjustments as well. Ryan, as you said, the Lady Arabians are really just trying to force that ball down below to, two of their best scorers, I guess you could say, Ada Hufford and Casey Warfel, but doesn't seem to be working out for them. Something that I think they need to do, I know they can live for the perimeter if they need to. They have Olivia Jones, they have Mammy Trout. Casey Warfel isn't too much of a, you know, three-point shooter, but she can definitely knock them down. So I think heading into the second half, I think that that's something they can, you know, really just scheme to do. But, on the offensive end, I think, as you said, they do have to limit the turnovers again. They're only down by 10 points, but there is still two quarters left to play here in this one. So as we're just under 40 seconds away from the beginning of this third quarter, Ryan, what do you expect from the, you know, as, Coach Rogers, obviously he has a defensive game plan heading into the second half. We saw Ava Shoemaker really just knock down those tough threes, as well as Reagan Wilson kind of just, you know, weaving her way inside of the paint, just getting any shot that she wants to go. So what do you think they can really do defensively to stop those two players?
I think they just need to stay aggressive. I think that's the biggest thing. They've done a really good job. Maybe just hold back a little bit on the contact and just stay in the game. There's a few players in foul trouble, or as you could say, foul trouble. Multiple people with two, and then a few people with three. I think they still, you still got to stay aggressive and not let anything go.
Yeah, I definitely can agree. Definitely a lot of fouls there for the Lady Arabians in the first half. But now, as we start off the third quarter, we see Skylar Baldwin with it. And they're kicking that ball inside to Bree Perry for the easy two. That one coming from the mid-range area, just inside of that paint. Those will be the first points here tonight for Bree Perry.
A great pass there by Skylar Baldwin on Bree Perry on the cut.
And now we see that ball over on the right corner. Now inside for the Lady Millers. That one won't be good. Meredith Tipner trying to get that layup to go inside. Now Casey Warfel has it in the mid-range area. The shot's up, but no good. Seems to be a foul. Maybe an illegal screen there on Ada Huckford. Kate Rollins drawing that foul there on that one. Now on the other side, we see Ava Shoemaker inbound the ball there to Reagan Wilson. She'll bring it up again for the Lady Millers. Now to that right corner, we see Ava Shoemaker with it. Now to the other corner. That shot is up, but no good. Now Skylar Baldwin has it there to Olivia Jones, trying to get it to her in the corner for the three, but she gets trapped now. Skylar Baldwin has it into Ada Huffer, back out to the corner. That shot's no good by Olivia Jones, but an offensive rebound. Now Ada Huffer spots up for the three. That one's no good, a little bit too hard. They're off the back of the backboard, but a jump ball will be called here. Casey Warfel trying to wrap that one up.
Yeah, a lot of good shots there from the Arabians, just none fell.
Yeah. Meredith Tipner now tying her shoe here. A little bit of a delay before the inbound, but this one will get going now as the ref hands the ball over. The inbound is given to Reagan Wilson. You see them trying to split that press there. Passing the ball across sides of the court. Now inside to CeCe Quigley. Tries to get another pass inside to Ava Shoemaker. That one's deflected and out of bounds. Now the Lady Arabians take that ball there to the offensive side. Casey Warfel bringing this ball up. Now to Olivia Jones. Now inside to Ada Huffert. Puts the shot up. It's no good. Air ball there. Bree Perry chasing that rebound down, and she gets it. She's on the floor fighting for that one. Jump ball will be called. Arabians ball here. Olivia Jones with the inbound. Casey Warfel wrapping around her teammates, trying to get that ball, and she does. Tries to lean inside, but that one's deflected and turned over. Now you see the Lady Millers with it. The shot is up, but an air ball there by Reagan Wilson. Skylar Baldwin has it down to Olivia Jones, trying to drive inside. Passes the ball off there to Bree Perry. Now to Skylar Baldwin. Tries to go back inside for Ada Huffert. Now the fast break for the Lady Millers. Looks like we did see some contact there. As the Lady Millers trying to create that fast break, we'll see Skylar Baldwin sit down for just a second as Emma Roberts, the junior guard, will substitute in for her spot. Now Casey Warfel ready to inbound the ball. Emma Roberts has this one. Pushing up the court now to Olivia Jones there on the right wing. Inside to Ada Huffert. Looks like we'll see a foul here. Not too certain what that one was, but looks like it'll go on Casey Warfel. Looks like some off-ball contact going there. Now the Lady Millers will have it. Pushing up the court, here's Reagan Wilson calling for an offensive play. Gets the ball there to CeCe Quigley, to Ava Shoemaker, now inside there for Meredith Tipner. circling that one back out. Casey Warfel with the almost tip, but it looks like that one will go off of a Lady Miller. Now Pendleton Heights pushing the ball down to the other offensive side of the court. Emma Roberts bringing this one up, trying to get it to Casey Warfel, and she does. Like, we'll see a foul on the back there by number 24, Kate Rollins. And we'll be her third here in this contest. Emma Roberts now with the inbound gets it, or tries to get it to Ada Hufford inside. A turnover again off the inbound. We see a foul and an offensive foul there on Meredith Tipner. Her third of the contest as well. Casey Warfel causing that one there.
Yeah, great job there by Casey Warfel to go right in front and set herself before she draws that foul.
Now we see Allie Hutchinson substituting in for Kate Rollins there. Emma Roberts has the ball in the backcourt, trying to beat that press, which she does. She's above the half-court line. Now to Olivia Jones. Inside to Ada Hufford. Gets the big move, but the shot is no good. Looks like it was deflected there by C.C. Quigley. Now back to Ava Shoemaker. The three-pointer is up, but no good. An air ball there. Rebound by Casey Warfel. The shot is up and good there by Casey Warfel. Adding 2 points to her stat sheet tonight.
Yeah, Casey Warfel's now up to 13 points on the night.
See Reagan Wilson yet again bringing the ball up. A double screen there. Trying to get some offense going. Create some space. She backs up towards the three-point line. Gets the shot up, but it's no good. Rebound, Casey Warfel. Goes to the other end of the court there to Ada Huppert on the left wing. Just inside the three-point line. Now to Olivia Jones. Back inside to Ada Huppert. Trying to get a shot off. She does, but it's no good here. Rebound, C.C. Quigley. And a timeout called here by the Pendleton Lady Arabians. Coach Nick Rogers calling that one. But with that being said, we will take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, my name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by Ryan Davis. The Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians now trailing here in the third quarter with just under 4 minutes remaining. The Noblesville Lady Millers leading in this one. They do have a score of 33 compared to Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians, 25. Just before that timeout, we did see Ada Hufford trying to get that ball good. That ball inside, trying to get that shot up. It was no good and taken to the other end. But now the Noblesville Lady Millers have it. Reagan Wilson at the top of the key. There to C.C. Quigley now into the corner for Allie Hutchinson. Loose ball. Ava Shoemaker recovers it. Getting that ball to the corner. The three-pointer is up, but no good. A rebound here by Ada Hupford. Olivia Jones now taking it down the court. Finds Mammy Trout in the corner. Three is up and no good. Looks like Olivia Jones. They're going for the rebound. She tips it off a Lady Miller's leg. Now the ball will be back to the Lady Arabians here. Casey Warfel now trying to inbound the ball. Looks like she tries to get it to Ada Hufford, but it's tipped. Now recovered by the Arabians. Emma Robert has it in the corner. Three-pointers up, but no good. Rebound there by Ava Shoemaker. She's pushing the ball up the court. Casey Warfel running the foul. Ava Shoemaker getting that ball down below in the post for the easy floater, adding 2 points to her score sheet tonight. She's now up to 16. Emma Roberts trying to find Olivia Jones there on the right wing. That ball traveled right out of bounds. Yet another turnover here for the Lady Arabians.
Yeah, a lot of miscommunication on the passes, it seems like, for the Lady Arabians.
Now Reagan Wilson finds Ava Shoemaker there on the left wing. Ava Shoemaker finding her way to the top of the key. Three-pointers up, but no good. Rebound, C.C. Quigley puts it back up for the easy 2 points. C.C. Quigley now up to 8 in tonight's contest. Emma Roberts finding Mamie Trout there on the right wing, and back to Emma Roberts. Now to the corner. Now inside to Ada Huffert. Tries to get her moves. Tries to get that spin move off. Looks like she does. The shot is up, but no good, and she will head to the free throw line for an opportunity at 2 points here. Here in the third quarter, just about 2 minutes left here in this one. The Lady Millers leading the score, favoring them 37-25 as Ada Huffert's free throw is up and good. Now the Arabians sitting at 26, and Ada Huffert sitting at 5 points tonight as well.
Ada Huffert on the year from the charity stripe, 64%.
As she misses the second one. Going 1-for-2 there on that trip to the charity stripe. Now we see the Lady Millers bringing that ball back up the court, trying to get inside, in which she does. Meredith Tipner shot the first one, missed it, got her own rebound, put it straight back up for 2 points there down below. Ada Huffert has the ball, trying to get it to Casey Warfel, and it gets there. Casey Warfel trying to get that shot inside. She misses, but gets a rebound. Misses again. Now Ada Huffert trying to get that rebound. Looks like the ball was tipped out by a Lady Miller. Now the ball goes back to the Arabians here. Casey Warfel with the inbound to Ada Huffert, driving inside. Good move, but a missed shot. Now Olivia Jones has it. She gets it, puts it back up, and she's fouled. Now on the way to the free throw line here for 2 more points, hopefully. Olivia Jones' first shot is up, and it's good. Olivia Jones up to 7. Second one's up. And good as well. 8 points now. Looks like we see Skylar Baldwin coming up, coming back in this game. Emma Roberts will sit. Now we see the Arabians trying to get something going on the defensive end. Olivia Jones sticking her defender. Now to Ava Shoemaker there on the left wing. Tries to find her spot. Traveling around the perimeter. A tip pass there by Skylar Baldwin. And a steal recovered there by Casey Warfel. Gets her shot up, but it goes up and good. There, a lucky roll around the rim. Now back down on the other end. Just a quick pass inside there. Allie Hutchinson with the layup. That's her first 2 points of the night. Three-pointer by Olivia Jones is knocked down. A great response there. Now Ava Shoemaker has it in the corner. Now to Reagan Wilson on the wing. Drives inside. Gets that spin move off. Now back to the corner. And another three here by Ava Shoemaker.
Ava Shoemaker 4-for-5 from beyond the arc in tonight's game.
Foul called there on Ava Shoemaker. Her second foul here tonight. That will put the Arabians in the bonus. So Ada Huffert going to the line, hopefully for 2 points here on this one. Let's hope I don't jinx it. The first one unfortunately misses. Looks like I got to stop talking before the free throw actually goes up there, Ryan. Spotting up for a second one. That one's up. And good. Ada Huffert now up to 6 points here tonight. Reagan Wilson has it.
inside. The shot is up and no good. Too strong off the backboard there for Meredith Tipner. Now Olivia Jones finds herself alone on the wing. The shot's up, but no good. An attempt to save the ball there by Mammy Trout as it was traveling out of bounds. Unfortunately, it doesn't go her way. Now the Lady Millers back on the offensive side, just about to inbound the ball. Here with just about 9 seconds left here in the third quarter. Score is 44-34. The Noblesville Lady Millers favoring in this one. The shot's up and deep. There, that one's no good by Reagan Wilson as the buzzer does sound. But now as the clock does run out, after the first 24 minutes, the Lady Arabians are below in this one. They are losing, the score again being 44-34. But we will be right back as we take a quick break before the fourth and final quarter here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. We are live here in the fourth quarter here at Joe Buck Court, but while we were on our break, we saw the Lady Millers on the offensive end, and just yet again, Ryan, Ava Shoemaker knocked down another three. But now the Lady Arabians have a chance on the offensive side. But just before that, looks like we will have a substitution here. Meredith Tipner coming out and Allie Hutchinson subbing in. But now Skylar Baldwin bringing the ball down the court there to Olivia Jones. Has some pressure on her down below. Passes to Casey Warfel in that mid-range area. The shot's up and good.
Casey Warfel's now up to 17 points in this game.
Yeah, Casey Warfel definitely trying to contribute the best that she can here in this one. But the pass inside there to Allie Hutchinson. Now back outside to Reagan Wilson. Back to Allie Hutchinson, just in that mid-range area right in front of the three-point line. The shot's off, but a rebound here by CeCe Quigley. And that one's collected and put back up for 2 points. Casey Warfel driving inside, trying to get that layup to go over two defenders, but it's no good off the right side of the rim there. Ava Shoemaker now with it. Back up to Reagan Wilson here on the top of the key. Now two passes, getting it to the corner. Ava Shoemaker has it. She shoots a three, but it's no good. The rebound there by Skylar Baldwin. Now to Casey Warfel, traveling up the court. Now Olivia Jones has it here on the right wing, getting back to the top of the key. Tries to find Mamie Trout there. Mamie Trout unfortunately just couldn't save it there. The pass was deflected. Almost went behind the half-court line, but down on the other end, Reagan Wilson, just a solid spin move, creating some space down below for the easy layup and 2 points there. But as we're just starting off this third quarter, Ryan, we already have a timeout here by Coach Nick Rogers here for the Lady Arabians. Just before we go on this break,
There is just under five, excuse me, just over 5 minutes left here in the fourth and final quarter. The Lady Millers leading in this one, 51-36. But with that being said, we will take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. Alongside me is Ryan Davis here for this Thursday night game between the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians and the Noblesville Lady Millers. But in this one, Ryan, it's not looking too good for the Arabians now. You know, almost halfway through this fourth quarter, they are trailing here to the Lady Millers, the score being 51-36. As I said, the Lady Millers leading in this one, but the inbound here for Pendleton Heights, they will get it just right on their volleyball line. Olivia Jones inbounds to Skylar Baldwin. She gets the ball to Mamie Trout. Now back to Skylar Baldwin. Inside to Ada Hupfert, cuts inside, tries to get the layup, good, but it is off. That one just a little bit too hard off the backboard. Now Reagan Wilson has it circling around, maybe trying to cut some time down here on the clock. Ava Shoemaker finds her way to the three-point, the left wing there on the three-point line. She drives inside, tries to get the floater off, but it's no good. Rebound here by CeCe Quigley. Shots up and no good, but yet another foul. That will send her to the free throw line. That one was whistled for Ada Hufford. Shooting foul there. That'll send her to the line. Trying to claim her 2 points here. CeCe Quigley. Her first one's up and good.
That is Ada Hufford's third foul on the night. And CeCe Quigley's at now up to 11 points.
And her second one's up, and no good. Looks like she's going to stay at 11 for now. But Skylar Baldwin bringing the ball up the court. Tries to cut inside, which she does, but she passes back out to the corner for Mamie Trout. Turnover there, but it looks like after she took the ball away, Reagan Wilson just stepped out of bounds. Now Mamie Trout will inbound the ball again. Trying to get something going here. Skylar Baldwin traveling inside, finds an open Mamie Trout on that three-point line, and it's good, Ryan. Mamie Trout knocks that one down. That's her first 3 points for tonight, but she is shooting 100% from the field here in this one. Now Ava Shoemaker has it for Noblesville. CeCe Quigley in the corner, but Olivia Jones with the steal, traveling to the other end. The pump fake, it worked, but the shot is off. But Casey Werfel rips that one away there from CeCe Quigley. She gets the layup, and that one's good to go. Now Reagan Wilson traveling back down the other side of the court for another offensive try here by the Lady Millers. Ava Shoemaker has it, does the floater again, but it's off. That one almost rolled in. Casey Werfel running down the court. Looks like a foul will be called. Foul on Kate Rollins. Casey Werfel trying to get herself to the line, but unfortunately that time didn't work out for her. We see a substitution here. Kate Rollins is out. And Allie Hutchinson is back in. See Meredith Tittner with the rebound there. Gets it to Reagan Wilson. Back to Meredith Tittner. The three-pointer is up, but playoff there. Just a little bit too far to the left. Casey Werfel down on the other end. Tries to get that layup to go, but it is no good again. Looks like the Lady Miller is going to slow this pace down. Just getting the ball up the court, though. Reagan Wilson finds her teammate there in the corner, Allie Hutchinson, with the ball. It's now in the right wing. there for CC Quigley, but an offensive foul here. The cutting Meredith Tipner trying to get herself open just bumped into Casey Wolfel. Good job there by Casey causing the foul. Now the Arabians with another offensive try here. Trying to cut down that lead. With just over 3.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter, the Arabians are now trailing by 11 points, the score being 52-41, favoring the Lady Millers. But a substitution here. Looks like Kate Rollins will check back in.
Yeah, actually, Meredith Tipner did foul out with that charge.
Yeah, but on the other side, Skylar Baldwin trying to find her teammate there, Mammy Trout in the right corner, but that ball going above her head. Another turnover there for your Lady Arabians. But now Reagan Wilson pushing the pace, really charging herself up the court there, finds her teammate in the corner, but it does go back to her. Little shot fake there, drives to the right side. Another pass again. CeCe Quigley has it, now passing it to Allie Hutchison, back to Reagan Wilson. The drive inside, the mid-range pull-up is up, but no good. A rebound here by Mammy Trout. Looks like we see a tip there by the Noblesville Lady Millers. Unfortunately for Pendleton, that ball will go back to them. Ryan, just under 3 minutes here left in the fourth quarter. You're down by 11. What do you do?
Just got to stay aggressive. I think stick to going down low. Really been working out right now late in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and just as you said that, we see Olivia Jones cuts inside. A good pass there by Ada Huffert. Finds her teammate for the open layup. Now the Lady Arabians only trailing by 9 here with just over 2.5 minutes left in the fourth. Reagan Wilson has it. Trying to drive inside. Passes to the corner for Ayla Shoemaker. She tries to get inside as well. Looks like a solid defense here by the Arabians, but a foul is called here on Olivia Jones. Definitely something you don't want to see here. That foul was on Mammy Trout. But the inbound, Ayla Shoemaker passes it back court to her teammate Reagan Wilson, bringing the ball up, which she successfully does. Looks like we'll see another foul. That one will go on Olivia Jones. And we see Emma Roberts there at the scorer's table trying to sub in what she does for Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones will sit. Now Emma Roberts, the junior guard, subbing in here. Looks like Reagan Wilson tries to find her shot in the mid-range, but Casey Warfel just knocks that one out of here. Casey Warfel sneaking up behind her matchup there on the defensive side, getting that ball out. Ava Shoemaker now has it in the left wing, trying to get inside, in which she does. A good spin move there and a good layup. That one's up. No good, but a foul committed here. Looks like Mammy Trout will pick up another one here. Ryan, you're late in the fourth quarter here. Just a little bit over 2 minutes left, and you just keep sending this opposing team to the free throw line. How do you think they avoid that?
I think just try to keep their hands up. I mean, really looking like the refs are starting now to call a lot more fouls. Just got to try to not move your hands too much. I mean, can't really do a whole lot when you're down low, trying to fight for the ball and the rebound. They go up for the shot.
Yeah, but Ava Shoemaker knocks down both of her free throws. And with that being said, Coach Rogers here for the Lady Arabians will call a timeout with just over 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. The Arabians now trailing by 11 points to the Lady Millers 54. The Lady Arabians having 43 here in this one. But we will take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. This game coming down to the final minutes here. Only 2 minutes remaining here. The Lady Arabians are trailing. But with that being said, Olivia Jones knocks down that mid-range shot. There, that'll put her at 14 on the night. Looks like a foul. Excuse me, not a foul, but a... Oh, yeah, it was a foul. Casey Warfel there picking that one up. Looks like she was trying to go for that rebound there, but I believe that'll put them in the bonus. The Lady Millers now at the free throw line. We see Reagan Wilson spotting up for her two free throws. She does have 11 points in tonight's contest. That one going up, and it is good. 12 points now for Reagan Wilson. The Lady Arabians down in this one. Minute 46 left. They're down by 10 points as well, but Ada Huffer pulling that one away, the defensive rebound, but just passes it straight into a Lady Miller's hands. It's like Ava Hutchinson picked that one off. Now Reagan Wilson back up the court. Looks like we'll see another foul here. Olivia Jones picking that one up. That'll put her at two on tonight, for tonight, should I say. Now Reagan Wilson.
Reagan Wilson's not really the person you really want going to the free throw line. She's 77%. She's pretty sure 4 for 5 now on the night.
Yeah, that first one went down as well. So that'll put her at 13 as well as increase the lead there for the Lady Millers, putting the lead at 11. And now 12 points just as Reagan Wilson hits her second free throw. Casey Warfel pushing the tempo, getting the ball up the court. A hop step through the lane. Gets the layup up, but it's no good. She will go to the free throw line. No attempt for 2 points here. Hopefully getting that lead back down to just 10 points, but hope not to jinx it again, Ryan. I've done that plenty of times here tonight. Casey Warfel. First one's up and good.
Casey Wolfe is now up to 20 on the night.
Yeah, now she's spotting up for a second. We did see a substitution now. Bree Perry and Skylar Baldwin coming in for Emma Roberts and Mammy Trout. Casey Wolfe's second free throw is up and good.
Didn't jinx it this time, Aiden.
Yeah, puts her at 21 for the night. That lead back down to 10 points. Just under a minute and 30 seconds here. Minute and 21 to be exact. Now Reagan Wilson with the ball, trying to avoid the pressure, trying to just keep the ball in their hands. Now to Ava Shoemaker inside to CeCe Quigley. Looks like they're just going to keep the ball here, Ryan. They had an open shot there in the paint, but getting it back out now. Yeah, with that being said, just under a minute left here. We're going to see Bree Perry foul Ava Shoemaker here, sending her to the line. Now we see Mammy Trout and Emma Roberts back at the scorer's table. Looks like they're going to sub back in. We'll see for who in just a second after these two free throws from Ava Shoemaker as her first one is up and good.
Ava Shoemaker's now to 24 points on tonight.
But we see Skylar Baldwin and Bree Perry sit back down. Looks like maybe coach was just going to use them to commit a foul, but now Casey Warfel pushing the ball up the court there to Olivia Jones, now to Emma Roberts, into a cutting Mammy Trout. A reverse layup is good off the backboard, putting the lead at 10 again. The clock is running, 45 seconds left here in this one. A foul committed there, as you would expect. Ada Hupfert fouling Ava Shoemaker again, sending her back for two more. Her first one's up and good, putting her at 25 for the night.
second one's up and good as well. Now Casey Warfel trying to get inside, and which he does, but her layup is no good off the backboard. Looks like we'll see some full court pressure here. Ava Shoemaker now with it again, just at the mid-court, there at the logo. Looks like we see some passes around the perimeter, trying to keep the ball. We don't see any fouls being committed here, but as I just said there, Casey Warfel foul on the ball handler, Ava Shoemaker. She'll go back to the line. Ryan, two more for her here.
Yeah, she's been to the line three times in a row now.
Now we see Casey Warfel check out. Bree Perry now entering the game. Casey Warfel will sit down, ending her night with 21 points. Ava Shoemaker spotting up for her first free throw. It's up and good.
She's now up to 28 on the night, averaging 79% on the year from the charity stripe.
Yeah, definitely going to increase her numbers here tonight. Second one's up, and she misses. Ada Huffer with the rebound, passes the ball up court, but just passes it to Reagan Wilson. Looks like the clock will just run out. Ryan with the lead being 13 points. I don't think, you know, you have 5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. As the clock will run out and the buzzer will sound. But this game, unfortunately for the Lady Arabians, ending in a bad way. Down in this game, they lost by 13 points at the end of the fourth quarter. The score being 62-49. Fortunately for the Noblesville Lady Millers, they will add another win to their column, but we will take a quick break. And after this, we will have your Arabian Sports Network postgame show here on the 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501, Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. Here for our post game show, I'm here with Coach Nick Rogers. Coach, a loss here tonight, unfortunately, for you guys. That'll put you guys at a 14-9 record. But some key things tonight in this game. We did see Ava Shoemaker with 28 points. What do you think you guys could have done differently to stop her tonight?
Yeah, no scouting report.
Yeah.
You know, I said Ava Shoemaker was the best shooter in the gym. And, you know, zone, man, whatever have you, you got to know personnel. And you can't let the best shooter in the gym just have wide open looks like that. Got to be better.
Yeah, as well as that happening, you guys did commit a lot of early game fouls there in the first quarter and the second. We just saw, you know, a lot just right down in the post, you know, right in the post. What do you think really just caused you guys to commit that many fouls down below?
Not really sure there.
Yeah.
You know, we, you know, we're an aggressive team. I felt like both teams played aggressive. You know, sometimes the whistles just aren't in your favor.
Yeah, and they're on the offensive side just all game. You guys couldn't really get an open pass there in between Casey Warfel and just trying to get it down below to Ada Hupford. What do you think you could have done to plan, you know, differently on the offensive end?
Yeah, Noblesville's a great team. Top three schedule in the state. Don't care what their record is.
Yeah.
Coach does a fantastic job. We just got to be better.
All right, but heading into this next game, you guys will face off against Muncie Central. After a game like tonight, what do you think you can really do better to plan for next game?
Yep. We'll just get back in the gym and get better.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us here on the post-game show here on the Arabian Sports Network. And we want to thank all of our sponsors here tonight and a great win there by the Noblesville Lady Millers. But that's all we do have for the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything.